A recent poll conducted by Halifax-based Narrative Research shows that 62% of Atlantic Canadians are less likely to travel to the United States due to the current administration. This represents a marked increase from 37% in December. The poll shows that for those in certain marginalized groups, the hesitancy is at least in part due to concerns regarding personal treatment and discrimination. 14% of respondents stated this as a reason. Some, however, have little choice but to cross the border on a regular basis. Hampton local Vivian Myers-Jones is a dual citizen and a veteran, and she has to cross the border to Maine for her trans health care. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Myers-Jones about her experiences and how the current administration's policies and rhetoric affect her personally.
I'm a trans woman living here in Hampton, New Brunswick now. I was born in the United States. To a degree, I don't have a choice but to. I have to cross over, and the reason being is that one time in my life I was a petty officer in the United States Navy, and so I'm, as a U.S. Armed Forces veterans, I'm covered under Veterans Affairs for a lot of my health care, but VA actually has provided my affirming health care too, up to this point. So all my HRT access, they have to mail to a U.S. address. I have one in Calais, Maine, so I have to cross over there anyways. When I came out, I mean, it was one of these things. I didn't have the luxury of time to wait. I wasn't going to be here much longer if I didn't get on it. And VA only offered 3 months between coming out and getting started on HRT. So, I mean, of course, I went the way of VA. It was just so much faster at the time. And my endocrinologist, who's in Maine, is still supportive of me. And I've, you know, I'm going to try to do what I can to, you know, keep on working with her. We now have an administration there who does not care about the Constitution over there. He has just already demonstrated that does not matter to him at all. And so there is an air of uncertainty every single time I cross over. Practice-wise so far, customs has been actually really good there. Every single time I've gone through, they've let me through. But there is this big fear of, is this just going to go all sideways the next time I turn over, and then am I going to be detained, and my affirming healthcare kind of, you know, it depends on me being able to get over there. But also, I absolutely don't, I'm not going to back down in the U.S. It might be scary, trepidatious, but I want to be visible there, and I want people to see me there and know that we're not going away.
In terms of safety in our local place and the idea of kind of like traveling for other people around, have you really heard much?
The atmosphere here is, you know, provincially speaking, is really good. I think when it comes to us LGBTQIA+ community in Maine, who I'm also connected with, and I really do see us, we are all part of the same family. And I can tell you there's a lot of fear there. They're scared, they're uncertain, and that's part of also why I want to make the trip over there, is to support our extended family over there too. I debuted as a drag performer this past year. Drag name is BC Magic, and it's because I could legally perform in the U.S. without a need of a visa or anything like that. I started doing that, so I've actually performed on both sides of the border, and I'm going to continue to do that. There was a really horrible tragedy that happened in 2023 in Lewiston, Maine, when that shooting had happened. Members of the drag community were actually going to be doing a fundraiser, and it just popped up on my timeline, and something told me, it's like, I've got to be at this. I showed there, it was 20th of January, 2024. Met a lot of all the performers I met for the first time ever. I just found I went down to another event after I debuted, and then they offered a spot for me to be in one of their lineups during the summer, and I did that, and I performed with them now. So it just kind of organically blossomed into this, into these great connections.
Mariah Darling of St. John-based 2S LGBTQIA+ advocacy and education organization, CROMA MB, conveyed some thoughts on crossing the border and the current uncertainty around safety and official guidance.
Just thinking about some of the things happening south of the border, thinking about myself as a non-binary trans person, I would be even just hesitant to travel across the border right now, just because there are so many unknowns. I think taking time to get some more information is never a bad thing, especially if you don't have to go down to the States for any necessities. That being said, I know for some folks it's not something they can avoid, whether it be for work or for health or what have you. So my biggest piece of advice there would be having a plan, having folks who know where you're going, or having a buddy system to have, you know, the support there with you.
Have you heard anything from, particularly within the community, but you know, people around St. John, have you picked up any sense of kind of like uncertainty, particularly in terms of crossing the border?
I think the consensus that we have is questions. At the end of the day, nobody really has a clear sense of what's really going on at its core, which is hard to then turn around and give advice based on not having any idea what's going on. And that seems to be common, not only around here, but talking to folks from other organizations in New Brunswick as well. They're hearing similar questions and not knowing and uncertainty, which is sometimes harder to deal with than even something bad, but you know what it is.
You've obviously sort of touched on a little bit of kind of personal advice for something. Is there something Chroma is working on to try and find out more, or to provide advice to the people who do use your services and the people, you know, in the community?
Where Chroma is that advocacy and education organization, really, it is really important that we have information and help guide folks through the questions they have. We certainly are keeping an eye out and looking for information so we can either guide folks to people who know the best or give some more concrete and better advice. For folks and for trans and non-binary and gender diverse folks, especially with that X on their documentation, I think there needs to be a little bit more, like, clearer information just to understand risk. And even for myself, I don't have an X on my ID, not knowing how that would impact my own travel other places. That was a big part that has kept me from moving forward on any of that. Sometimes I get more questions because I do have an F on my IDs, and my name is feminine, my name is Mariah, and I do look quite a bit more masculine. So I'll get some looks sometimes or some extra questions for sure. And sometimes even then you feel insecure even without some of the legislation that's coming down. So I think it is important that, you know, if we're offering these options for our IDs in Canada, that we are providing the support and security that we do to everyone crossing the border. You know, I think sometimes it's easy to get it caught up in the unknowns and the insecurity and the scariness, don't get me wrong, because I definitely have spent some time thinking a lot about these things in the last few weeks especially. But I think it's important to take a moment to remember where we are. Remember what you have in your own control at this moment. And remember, especially in New Brunswick right now, I think in our last provincial election, we really set a tone. And we really set a precedent for the kind of politics we're going to accept as New Brunswickers and as Canadians. And here it's not the kind where we debate human rights of any of our citizens. And I want to keep riding that wave. And I want to keep showing who Canadians are and how they're different.
You don't know what's going to happen when you cross the border at the end of the day. And you've got a, say, for example, a Canadian passport with a non-binary gender marker on it. They can't do anything about that legally. Are they going to be idiots and try to do something anyway? We don't know. I mean, there's going to be kind of a hope on that. So, but you have to do what makes you feel safe in this. And I would never encourage everybody saying, like, oh, don't just dismiss it, you'll be fine. I have no idea if we'll be fine or not. Like, I've got U.S. citizenship. I don't know if I'm going to be fine going over there. But I wouldn't recommend anybody else to take that risk for themselves if they don't feel safe doing so. If you feel really called for some reason to go over there, or if you have to go over there, I mean, if you need to do it, you know, you got to do what you need to do. But please be safe on that. I'm going to do what I can within the capacity that I can as a visible trans woman and as a veteran, because I do want people over there to understand that the whole reason why you were able to do what you do every day is because of trans people like me. You know, I still try to hold out hope that people will give some pause and realize that we're not some existential threat, and that we are being our authentic selves. We're better off. Everybody around us is better off. I mean, everybody really truly benefits from it. And, you know, we do make the world a better place. And I think it's one of these things. I know going into the States, there's going to be some derision. There's going to be a lot of negative commentary, and it's something I just got to brace for. But I feel like I have to continue to be visible down there for all our sake. That calling to do what I can is just really strong, and I'm going to just keep on doing it.
Global Affairs Canada provided Local 107.3 FM with a statement regarding travel to the US. It states that the Government of Canada is not aware of any impact for Canadian travellers seeking to enter the United States. It added that the most up-to-date information and advice is available through the Global Affairs Canada website at travel.gc.ca. This is Ione Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.